Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 21st Annual Central Texas African American Family Support Conference is coming up February 3rd through the 5th. And here to talk about the conference is committee member and MC Kimberly Holiday. Kim, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure to be here today.
At the conference, it's in its 21st year. Who's the conference for? What's the mission? What are we going to talk about at the conference?
Absolutely. So this is the 21st Annual Central Texas African American Family Support Conference. And the conference is created for us and by us, people of color. This is for people with lived experiences, substance abuse, intellectual, and developmental disabilities. This is actually for everyone.
Now, I guess it's happening online this year because of, you know, I don't even have to say the words anymore. Was it online in the past, or is the online component new this year, and do you think that that will be a component for the future years to come?
This is actually something new for us. This is the first time doing it in over 20 years. And, of course, due to COVID, it is most important to us that our volunteers and the people who come are safe. And so we've taken it online. We never hesitated for a second whether or not this conference was going to go forth. We just had to figure out how to make it happen. And because we're in a pandemic, it is more important than ever that we have this conference and that it go forth. And I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's just a couple of weeks away. Let's talk about the agenda for this year's conference. What are the topics you're going to talk about at this year's conference?
All right, so this year we have some great and amazing keynote speakers. We have Grammy-winning songwriter Billy Dorsey, who has overcome homelessness and depression to reach his goals. We have best-selling author Brenda Combs, who has experienced unspeakable trauma in her life and now spreads a message of hope. And then we have Dr. Lanice Bias, president of BeSpeaks, who tragically lost one son to substance use disorder and another in a shooting. And now she shares a message of hope. Along with that, we have 20 interactive workshops covering topics from grief and loss, COVID-19 and racism, trauma, Black men and mental health, substance care, self-care, substance use, and much more. We also have entertainment. And so this year we have Austin's finest hip-hop duo, Rioters Against the Storm. And we have DJ Hella Yella, who will be in the house on the ones and twos bringing us music. Right? So I'm super excited about this conference. We're not skipping anything. We're putting it all out there so that we can bring the same experience as we had in a sold-out, packed conference. We're going to bring it to the virtual halls. And, technology is something that we've all had to stretch in during the pandemic. And so we're doing our very best beforehand in a proactive way to make sure that we can reach out to everyone, to make sure that they're able to connect with us on the Whova platform.
And today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kimberly Holiday with the Central Texas African American Family Support Conference. Happens February 3rd through the 5th, ctaafsc.org. Is that the address, Kimberly? Did I get that right?
You got that right. That's ctaafsc.org. You can register there. Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand. I looked at the website earlier today. There's a youth component to this conference as well. Is that new? Has there been a youth component in the past? And can you talk about this year's youth component for the conference?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So I told you ahead of time that this conference was rated E for everyone. And so we do not want to exclude our youth, being that they are our future. So this, I believe, is our second annual Yes to Best conference. And last year we had it before the conference, and this year we're going to do it after the conference. This is a youth track specifically designated for youth and young adults ages 14 to 24. And they have their own keynote speakers, workshops, and entertainment. But really what this is, we created a safe place, a platform for the youth to be able to talk about the issues that affect them and for them to be able to talk back to us and tell us what they need. We want to honor their voice. And so that is what Yes to Best is all about.
And I saw, I think, on the website that maybe that had a different, was that a different website, a different place online to find more information about that as well?
You can connect through them both to the website that I gave before, but Yes to Best, if you are interested and you have youth or you're interested in being a part of the Youth Summit, which is a mental health and wellness summit for youth, again, from ages 14 to 24, you can learn more about that at yestobestatx.org. Again, that's yes, the number two, and bestatx.org.
And Kim, I wanted to ask you about your involvement. How long have you been involved with the Central Texas African American Family Support Conference? How'd you get involved? And if you would, tell me what the conference means to you.
Woo, you went real deep on me. All right. So the conference is very personal to me. Thank you for asking a question that allows me to get grounded and centered in why I actually do this work. So by trade, I am a social psychologist, but I show up in the world as a motivational speaker, a restorative justice practitioner, someone with lived experience, and a radio personality. On all platforms, I'm really trying to model the potential to live with more joy despite your own circumstances. And so I was invited to the conference about 6 years ago. I came for the entertainment and the food, but when I walked in, I felt such healing. I stood in the back of the room, and I was just in awe because of how I felt. And then when I saw people on the stage who look like me, who talk like me, who have experiences and diagnoses like me, if they can do it, surely I can too. So this introvert is out there. I was just in the rooms volunteering. Then I started leading workshops on grief. And now I am a co-host on the day of the conference in front, but still modeling how people just like me who have lived experience can do all the things that their heart desires as long as they take care of themselves and stay true to who they are. So I'm on the planning committee, and I also serve as the marketing and outreach chair, and I do this work because I love it, and it means a lot to me.
All right, let's talk about doing some marketing and outreach. How can people find out about attendance? What do they need to know? What are all the specifics? And anybody who's at home or in the car thinking about attending the conference, what is it we can tell them? What do they need to know?
Absolutely. The most important thing I want to say is that this is for everyone. It doesn't matter your background, your color, any of that. Just come. This is for everyone. You can register at ctaafsc.org. I call this like a family reunion because that's what it is for me. It's a place of feel good. It's a place of healing, of renewal. And right now, we really just need some connection. It doesn't cost that much for those of you who are individuals with lived experience. and or family members of those with lived experience, it's $15. For those of you who are community members, it's $25. And for those of you, like myself, who are seeking professional CEU credits, which we do offer, it's $75. Just a small investment into yourself and into those that you love. The Yes to Best is free. Again, you can register and get more information at yestobestatx.org. We're super excited this year about what is to come. And for those of you who are thrown off by the fact that there is a cost involved, if you desire to be in attendance, we want you to know that scholarships are also available. We're here to share a message of hope, courage, and endurance for everyone and for those who serve us. Mm-hmm.
And again, the conference happens February 3rd through the 5th. Now, Kimberly, let's talk about other ways people can help. In addition to attendance, is there also an opportunity at some point throughout the year to make a donation to the program, or are there volunteer opportunities as well?
There are always opportunities to sponsor and be a part of. Absolutely. You can find out more information. We also have exhibitors there. You can find out that information. I'm going to give the website again. I got my marketing hat on, ctaafsc.org. And this conference wouldn't be possible for 21 years if it wasn't for our amazing volunteers. Those who serve on all committees, those who show up to be moderators in rooms. And this year is no different. We need more volunteers. Again, to find out more information about that, you can go to the website that I have given. We need you, and we need volunteers. And remember, this is for everyone. Just show up. I promise you, you'll be changed by the experience.
All right, Kimberly, as we start to run out of time, I'll give you the last, say, 60 seconds or so. What is it that we didn't get a chance to talk to about the conference yet, or what is it you'd like to add or say to Central Texas about the community as a whole?
Awesome. I just want to say thank you to Integral Care for finding it important to have a conference for the African-American community that addresses mental health, substance use disorder, mental and intellectual disabilities. For those of you who need immediate assistance, you can reach out at 472-HELP. Again, that's 472-HELP. And again, my name is Kimberly Holiday, and I'm just serving in the community as an advocate for mental wealth and just to know that we can do anything and be anything we want to be. But we've got to be real about our issues. And thank you, John, for allowing me to be here and for 12 minutes of your time.
That's Kimberly Holiday. Central Texas African American Family Support Conference comes up February 3rd through the 5th. If you want to find out more, like Kimberly said, ctaafsc.org. Kim, I appreciate your time today, and thanks for joining us here on Inside Austin.
Have a great day.